A legislative breakfast that is happening this morning at the Speaker's Library. At the breakfast, MSU researchers will present information gathered regarding after-school programs and their benefits for students and communities. Representative Tlaib will be speaking out in support of after-school programs, and representatives from Majority Leader Richardville's office will be on hand to talk about these programs in his district. One of the key researchers is from MSU, and we've got Lauren Van Edgren on the other end of our line. She is a PhD and is the Director of Community Evaluation and Research Collaborative at MSU. Lauren, I didn't do justice to your last name. Help me out.
It's actually Lori Van Edgren.
Van Edgren, all right.
It was a good try. So.
Well, thanks so much. Well, tell us about this. This is very, very important. Tell us about your research.
Well, we've worked with Michigan Department of Education on after-school programming across Michigan for about 10 years. We know that there's a great need for after-school in the state and across the country. There's never enough funding to be able to serve all the kids who need it. And they got a little pot of money this year that was used to be able to give some extra help to summer programming. And we were able to do a study that looked at what did that do for the kids in Michigan who were in the programs that participated in that. So what we learned was really three things. One is that we were able to serve a lot, or the programs were able to serve many more kids. And these are all low-income kids who aren't going to have opportunities to be able to participate in enrichment opportunities like kids who are in middle class or more affluent homes. So they were able to reach many, many more kids. The really exciting finding, I think, was that typically what you see over the summer in academic achievement is that kids, especially low-income kids, decline. They just aren't able to keep the learning that they got from the year before. When they return to school in the fall, they're behind, and they just can't keep up. And it just gets worse and worse year by year. The kids who participated in this summer program actually improved a lot. 40% of them improved really substantially in math, 31% improved substantially in reading, and almost all of them didn't lose any ground. So that was a really important finding for those kids. As they go back to school, they're not going to be suffering from the same kind of delay that kids who didn't get to participate in the program will.
Lori, I just got an email from a gentleman in Bath, and he said that with all due respect, Tony, this is just glorified daycare.
You know, that is a really common misperception. And in some places, after school or summer programs can be a form of daycare, but these programs are not that kind of program. They are specifically required to address academics. They are specifically required to address, to provide opportunities that are enrichment opportunities such as project-based learning, where you're learning about science, but in a really fun context. Even when you're doing sports, you're learning leadership, and you're learning different kinds of teamwork. So they really work to embed academics in all the kinds of programming that they give. And this is from a federally funded program called 21st Century Community Learning Centers. The state money that provided the extra summer program was an extra sort of some extra funds that were able to expand the program. But this is not just daycare. And these particular programs that got funded were all high quality. There was a very competitive process to be able to pick which ones would get to have the funds and provide the opportunity.
Lori, we talk a lot about education on this show, and the one thing I can't find an answer for, and I'm trying to understand more, is everyone I talk to a person, every report I see to a report states that pre-K care could be the most important part of the education process, yet it's the least funded and the least talked about. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I do a lot of work in pre-K. This particular program doesn't target pre-K kids nearly as much. Mostly it's K to 12, and the summer program was K to 9. But pre-K and early childhood is really essential. The kids who are low income, as they come into the school system, are behind. and they will never catch up unless they get a lot of assistance, because you learn from what you already know. If you don't know as much when you come in, you're not going to be as ready to be able to learn new things. The after-school program part of it is also supplementary because, as I said, more affluent kids are going to get those kinds of opportunities. Parents are going to get them lessons. Parents are going to get them into other opportunities. They're going to get them tutoring if they need it. And those hours from 3 to 6 are a time when kids are just, you know, if they're not in something constructive to do, they're out on the street. A lot of their parents are working. They're not going to have somebody supervising them. So there's just a lot of ways that both pre-K and after school are really essential to be able to have well-rounded, well-adjusted, and well-prepared kids.
Well, Lori, you have me sold. I've got a third grader. Last year, at the beginning of second grade, he was probably a level behind in his reading. They had an after-school program for an hour every day, including Friday, where he read. And then at home, we upped the game and had a quiet reading time where we read together. And now that kid is ahead of where he needs to be. So those after-school programs are very important.
Yep, schools do their best, but, you know, kids need some extra help, and you're pointing out the importance of family involvement as well, so that's critical, too.
All right, Lori, we'll continue to watch this. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.